Fedora and Optical Media Testing, by Jake Edge. December 18, 2019. Once upon a time, Linux was installed from a stack of floppy disks. Thankfully, cassette tape drives were long in the past at that point, but floppies were superseded by optical media, first CDs and then DVDs. These days, those options are starting to fade away in most new computer systems, just as it is now rather hard to find a floppy-based Linux installer, not to mention the media and drives themselves. Someday optical media installation will disappear as well. For Fedora, that day has not truly arrived, though a somewhat confusingly presented proposal on the Fedora Devel mailing list is, to a limited extent, a step in that direction. In truth, of course, there is not a ton of difference between images meant to boot from USB devices and those built for optical media. A USB device these days can hold more than optical media can, but that is generally not the gating factor. Typical Linux distributions can generally fit on a DVD. Burning optical media is a time-consuming process that may also consume the media itself, however. For a distribution quality assurance QA team, testing that type of media takes time that might be better spent on other things. It also requires testers to have the proper equipment, while USB ports are ubiquitous. That is the backdrop to the proposal posted by Fedora program manager Ben Cotton to drop the release blocking categorization for bugs found installing from optical media in Fedora 32 and beyond, presumably. Quote, "This means we'd stop blocking on bugs found during the installation of Fedora from optical media like CDs and DVDs. This doesn't mean that installation from optical media would stop working, just that the Fedora release wouldn't be blocked on any issues that can pop up in Fedora installation using this method. Installation from USB devices will remain blocking." Quote ends. Adam Williamson tried to clarify the proposal, which also has a page on the Fedora wiki, as with other system-wide change proposals, somewhat. He noted that the images for optical media would still be created, bugs in that process would continue to be release blockers, but testing them on physical optical media would not be necessary. He pointed to an earlier discussion on the Fedora test mailing list for added context. Problems with booting from optical media are rare, according to Chris Murphy, though there was one reported on the day the proposal was posted, but before that, I think it's been a little while. Couple years? Quote. But several posting in the thread were adamant that problems with optical media should continue to be release blockers. There was, however, some confusion about the current practice. For the last few years, only two of the many images created for Fedora are actually being tested using physical optical media. Murphy pointed out that the bugs that would have affected booting from optical media were actually found using the virtual CD device in a virtual machine. No coasters were made as part of these tests. He thought that it might be reasonable to keep the test of one specific image on optical media instead of the current two as a release blocker if it was still deemed necessary to do that kind of testing. But Kevin Koffler was surprised to hear that optical media testing of the KDE Live image was not currently a release blocking bug. Quote, "Nowhere was it agreed back then, nor ever since, that this should only apply to some types of physical or virtual media and not others. I hereby request that the KDE Live x86-64 be made release blocking for optical media again, unless explicitly agreed otherwise with the KDE SIG." Quote ends. As Williamson said, however, that change was made back in January 2017 after discussion on both the test and devel lists. The idea then was to reduce the testing burden. Quote. Note, this isn't exactly a case of workstation is more important than KDE. Rather, the idea was that we can be more efficient in testing by only testing one live image, because all the live images are built exactly the same way, so if one boots there's really absolutely no reason all the others shouldn't boot too. Similarly for traditional installer images. So, we picked the EverythingNetInst as the representative for traditional installer images, and the workstation Live as the representative for live images. The idea is that if we just test those two, it 99.99999% proves all the others will also boot. Quote ends. As he also noted further down in the lengthy thread, virtual optical devices are tested automatically multiple times per day. He suggested that if there are lots of Fedora users who rely on optical media, they should perhaps pitch in to help testing those images during the Fedora release cycle. There was also some disagreement in the thread about the prevalence of optical drives in the systems of Fedora users, but some strong opinions that supporting that type of media is a requirement for many users. The likelihood is that even if this change were adopted, optical media would still work just fine, at least according to what the QA folks in the thread were saying. In addition, John M. Harris Jr. has volunteered to test optical media regularly, which should help to ensure there aren't any problems, regardless of whether those problems would block a release or not. In part, though, the complaints about the change stem from an overall concern that Fedora is too quick to leave some things behind. For example, Harris and others complained about dropping x86 and Python 2 support in the distribution, linking those to the proposal. But, as Williamson pointed out in a lengthy message, that is part of the four foundations that underlie the philosophy of the project. Quote, "What's the alternative? We never drop Python 2 support in order to keep software that is clearly becoming increasingly out of date in a distribution which has first as one of its core principles? This is just another angle on it is almost never the case that, when Fedora stops caring about something, it's a thing that absolutely nobody and nothing wants. There has to be a cutoff. There's probably someone out there who still has a Python 1 interpreter installed. And libc5. On a 386SX. Should Fedora still work on it?" Quote ends. Harris also pointed to Debian as an example of how Python 2 could continue to be supported, by continuing to carry the older version of Python. Quote, "This doesn't change the fact that many Python scripts asterisk cannot run on Python 3 asterisk. Debian is not a museum piece either, and yet they don't just kill the old version. The two versions can, and do, work when both installed in parallel. This isn't relevant to this thread either, but several packages were simply dropped from Fedora because the upstream didn't have a path forward, as it was put in the FESCO Fedora Engineering Steering Committee ticket to Python 3. Quote ends. But Debian and Fedora have different missions and goals, Williamson said. They both are important pieces of the Linux distribution ecosystem. Quote, BTW, there is another point here which you may not appreciate. Fedora and Debian aren't really in competition. Fedora does not see its job as being to conquer the world and have everyone run Fedora. Fedora is targeted at particular purposes and particular audiences. If a given feature isn't actually driving Fedora's mission forward in any way, it's reasonable to consider not having it anymore, or at least not making it a core part of the distribution and subject to blocking requirements and so on. To put it another way, Debian and Fedora have different purposes and different goals. Us dropping Python 2 earlier than Debian does is things working the right way. We, arguably, do more than Debian to drive the adoption and stabilization of new technologies. New stuff tends to show up in Fedora earlier than it shows up in Debian. Debian, arguably, does more than we do to provide long-term support for older software and support for alternate architectures. This is a good thing. It's an ecosystem that helps everyone. Quote ends. In addition, Debian is dropping Python 2 support, just at a slower pace, as Neil Gomfa said. Quote, Debian definitely does not want to make another release with Python 2 in the distribution. Ubuntu has already decided to filter out all Python 2 packages from Ubuntu 20.04 LTS, so it's not going to be there either. And you know what? This was all made possible by Fedora's work over the last several releases to port lots of software to Python 3, aggressively migrate to Python 3 by default, and now finally dropping Python 2 stuff over the last three releases. Quote ends. The discussion is something of a reprise of a clash we have seen before in various guises and for multiple distributions and other projects, stability versus the latest and greatest. Fedora is clearly on record as tilting well toward the latest and greatest end of that spectrum, but that doesn't stop folks from pushing back on that at times. For optical media, it would seem that Harris is planning to dedicate two machines to testing release candidates and other nightly builds with optical media. Community help on that testing is welcome, Camille Parle said, but there is still value in deciding whether any bugs found should block the release. Quote, "We claim that the importance of optical media has diminished and it's now below the threshold for granting it a release blocking status. That's not really affected by whom executes the tests. I'm really interested to know what the community and FESCO thinks about this, and that's why this proposal is useful. If we keep blocking on optical media, we'll need to keep verifying it, and of course any community help will be very appreciated. If we stop blocking on it, we'll be able to run the test just optionally when we have spare time, and of course any community help will still be very appreciated." Quote ends. Williamson disagreed slightly in that he thought having community members who reliably show up to help with testing a particular feature are an indicator that there are actually others who care about the feature. That might be a good reason not to switch the release blocker status for optical media boot problems, or at least not yet. As the thread wound down, Parle summarized the discussion. While there were a few clarifications made in response, it serves as a good overall wrap-up of the thread. It will be up to FESCO to decide whether to proceed with this change or not. An active community testing effort would seem likely to impact its decision. Even if those bugs are determined to not be release blockers, it is pretty likely that nothing will change for users of that type of media. If bugs are found, they will be fixed. But there will come a time when even that will change and optical media will be remembered fondly, or not so fondly, as a media type used by dinosaurs. One might guess that Fedora will be one of the early pioneers when that time comes.